The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
You're in the breakfast huddle this Thursday morning. Good to have you with us. You're here with Timothy Goh and Manisha Tank.
Good morning, everyone. It's Travel Thursday today.
We like that.
We like Travel Thursday, Wanderlust Wednesday, whatever. You know, we just like traveling.
But the question is around business travel. Is it still relevant? Is it still essential? This has been definitely a really hot topic that many businesses around here have been pondering on, not just recently, but also over the last few years.
And some industries have already seen business travel as a sort of nice to have thing, not a must have anymore, given all the technology we have these days that we can do things remotely.
Exactly. And then there is that opportunity to do something useful for the environment, which is to reduce our carbon emissions by not flying so much. It's understandable for companies to second guess the need for this kind of travel, but why spend a hefty amount sending your employees overseas when you can use online tools, which is, you know, what you were just saying. I found myself on these calls repeatedly.
I guess sending your employees out sort of a bonus. I know they're working while they're there, and it's more challenging. In fact, there are studies to suggest this, that traveling for work is a lot more stressful than working at the HQ or your base.
Yep.
But it's a nice to have, as we said earlier. However, with COVID-19 pandemic looming on top of us now, it has given us time to think about this. As much as we can work from home and conduct all these virtual meetings, many would still say that face-to-face interaction is very much needed.
Yeah. In today's survival environment, this essential for us travel can also have extreme consequences on both a personal and corporate basis if it's not managed. COVID-19, of course, accelerating the move towards a requirement for more thoughtful business travel management. I like that idea.
Thoughtful business travel management. That's right. So how will this next company help with that? We have Hugh Bentley, founder and chief executive officer of True Trip, joining us this morning. Good morning, Hugh.
Morning, Timothy. Morning, Marsha.
All right. Hugh, True Trip is a company that provides business travelers supporting systems and the tools that they need to start this essential for us travel. So tell us more about True Trip and what exactly is essential for us mean?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, I think as a tool, we try to offer sort of highly customizable solutions for different businesses of different sizes and really importantly, to fit to their needs. So we have some of the relatively standard things like booking tools and you know, sort of policy management and things like that. But we've tried to feed it in with more useful information for business travelers, like on-time performance for flights, air miles data, and all of this sort of thing. But I think the bits that we're really accelerating on and really excited about are our more sort of health and safety well-being tools, which are particularly in this environment is very important. When you ask about essential travel, essential for us, I think it depends on the business a little bit. There's two main categories I think of. So the first is your field teams, your operations, and your delivery. I mean, I think machinery is one of the largest exports for Singapore. So, you know, of course, that's an important team that goes with them. And then, of course, you've got your business winning and your innovation driving sort of business. I think there was a study in 2008 that suggested even a handshake releases oxytocin, which we all know helps build relationships. And I think that's really important when you're starting out and trying to turn around a business. I think the bit that most people think about is the things like conferences and team getaways, and I understand that that's going to have a bit more pressure on it, especially in the next few years.
Yeah, there won't be many of those offsites happening for a while, right? Hugh, let's just talk about the platform for a second, though. How does it actually work in terms of the interaction with customers? Is it a subscription thing? How what's the business model?
Yeah, that's right. So we're essentially a SaaS or a sort of service subscription model based business. We provide them with access to inventory or travel options from Sabre, Travel Fusion, Skyscanner, Agoda. So, you know, you really should be getting all of your travel options that you want from that platform. We then help overlay sort of tools and information to make both the travel experience better, but also the travel management be able to do a bit more than they may have traditionally done, especially in the smaller businesses.
Hugh, this is something that intrigues me. You're starting this travel tech business at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah. You're starting a business about something that is not happening right now. And I'm very curious because I'm doing the same thing, but I want to get your input on this. What are the challenges you are facing right now in doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Bill Gross in the U.S., and he always said that the number one correlation for success of startups is timing. And I think for us, when COVID started, we had a first few nervy moments, but then we quickly realized that what we're building and what we're offering is actually more important now than it's ever been. I think if you think of what we can do, sure, 30% of the business travelers in the past had access to these, you know, the big businesses, but 70% of the SMEs just haven't had access to these types of tools, at least not in a accessible way, which we're trying to deliver. So it can sound crazy, but at the same time, I think what we're offering is more important now than it's ever been before.
So let's talk about business travel then, because obviously we know that a lot of business travel has been cancelled, canned. Will companies actually see the need to not do business travel anymore because technology is solving the issue, or is there still a market for this?
Yeah, you know, as I said before, I think it really depends on the type of business travel, and for sure conferences. I spoke to a few conference organizers, and what they've done to both embrace and use technology to make their conferences great is fantastic, and I think that's really good, especially, as you said, the environmental impact and all of those sort of things of that type of travel. But there is a large portion, especially in the SME space, of travel that is, you know, is essential. It's sort of the field service teams, the operations, deliveries, all that type of stuff. We actually have a tool that we made. We realized we were pulling in together a lot of information. We were scraping information from over 200 government websites to understand whether you can travel or not. So we ended up making it free. It's called covidentrycheck.com. And if you go on there, we actually have, in the last few days, over 20,000 people check in on routes, and they even tell us if they subscribe to that route, they tell us whether they're business travelers or not. And I can tell you, we see the interest, we see people wanting to get back out there. I also think what we're going to see is this sort of idea of revenge travel, you know, people who just want to leave, right, just want to get out. I mean, I think
I like that
about
term
it at the beginning. And I think that will actually feed a little bit into the business travel, sort of that permission to travel, as it were. Once people have got this initial get out of their system.
I just wanted to pick up on how you're collating all of this information. And my jaw dropped slightly when you said we're monitoring 200 different government sites. Because something that came through on the breakfast huddle in recent weeks has been, even with the Green Lane opening between Malaysia and Singapore, there was a real sense that some of the regulation around it was a little bit vague. And that was one of the reasons why people weren't exactly lining up to take part, to engage with the Green Lane option. And Timothy and I were talking about this off air earlier, about sometimes it's very difficult to know what you can and you can't do. So what are you telling us? Are you telling us that actually you've created a one-stop shop where we can get that kind of information?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we pull the information, we update, you know, any update that we see, we try to get it in within 24 hours. Vast majority is there within 24 hours. So we bring that all together into one simple tool. It's totally free, so there's no challenge for anyone to get access to. You put in the route you want to do. If it's closed right now, we'll even, if you subscribe, we'll send you an email when that's available again to travel.
Okay, so Hugh, that's the thing that I personally experience, is that travel or entry requirements can change.
Yeah.
In a very short time. I was flying back to Singapore via Indonesia at one time in March. And by the time I checked in at the airport, we were told that there are new entry requirements that we needed. So how fast can you update this information? You said 24 hours, but things can change while someone is mid-flight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're trying to help here in terms of the planning side. the rest, unfortunately, is part of the current environment. Mm-hmm. But I think if you use within COVID Entry Check, we also have the data on the number of cases and the trends that are happening there. I think if you try to use all of that information together, I think we know as cases go up, we're seeing it in Europe, the restrictions change.
Right. So, yeah, that's another good example.
Need to use mm-hmm. a bit of their conscience and trying to second guess what might happen based on the trends that are happening.
Okay.
Yeah. So Hugh, in terms of how the kind of feedback you're getting and how companies are responding to COVID and with their business travel, are they making big changes to create a safer environment? Are they changing their plans? And if they are, how so?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing is one of the tools that we've brought is a partnership with Riskline. So they're a data intelligence provider, especially around travel. And I think people are really interested in getting access to that information so that they can start to make these decisions and understand what risks they're doing. We get very excited and we talk a lot about COVID. The reality is for some routes, the risks are not materially more than they have been in the past. And I'm not certainly not saying everyone to go out and run around, but I think we do need to use the data to really understand the situation and make the right calls, and Riskline really helps with that.
Hugh, what do you tell companies then in terms of making these big changes with COVID-19 now, and what sort of expectations we have months down the road?
Yeah, so I think the absolute first thing is the understanding. I think the second thing is starting to prepare for both, as we would say, mitigation. So how can you reduce the risk? And a lot of the things that we do in Singapore every day is already good practices, wearing masks, sanitization, all of those sort of things. And then the last thing is sort of preparing for when things do go wrong. So again, with us, we're working at the moment with telemedicine providers to ensure that regardless of where you're traveling in the world, you're able to get some support quickly if needed. We work with a company, Crisis 24, to make sure we can help with evacuations. Mm-hmm. And we also working with FWD Insurance to offer an insurance product where you can actually get refunds as long as you cancel within 24 hours of a trip. Any reason, you'll be able to get refunds with us.
One of the questions we always line up in conversations like this is, what is the future of your company? But what I'm realizing and what I'm hearing from you is something that's been of great benefit to you guys has been collaboration, because you have all of these partnerships, right? And that's been a feature that we've seen over the last few months, is collaboration is what is allowing companies, and traditionally you might think travel, anything to do with travel would be very difficult to start that sort of business at this time. How important has that aspect been, having these partnerships be?
Yeah, I think it's been essential, and it's very much part of our DNA. It's something we've really built our product around, these long-term idea of long-term partnerships, bringing in value to the platform and making it very accessible for all businesses. As I said before, it can't be overstated. I think only 30% of business travel is driven by big business. The rest is driven the SME sector. And that's a big sector that haven't traditionally been able to get all of the tools available to them as easy as it's been. So working with these companies, FWD, Riskline, you're able to produce and provide things both quickly and more effectively than trying to build everything ourselves.
All right, Hugh, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your insights with us. Speaking there with Hugh Bantley, founder and chief executive officer of True Trip.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.